exhausted from yesterday?
No.
No?
No, not at all. I'm fresh, man.
Yeah. So we're in LA. We all need a, I needed a baby driver this morning to get here.
And you'd always be on time.
on ranch clothes. So how much fun, Ansel, was it for you? I mean, I'm sure you didn't get behind the wheel and actually do some of those stunts, but did you watch?
You sure I didn't?
Oh, then tell us. Tell us. How much you did.
Oh, I did them.
You did them.
I did as many as they'd let me. Because okay. I did about 10 training sessions with the stunt drivers and learned how to do everything that baby does, in theory. Obviously, the really, really advanced, crazy stuff I couldn't do. And also the stuff where I had other actors in the car. They would say there's no reason to, for you to do that. But the break stand where I give the purse back to the lady, I did. One of the drifts around the ATL twins after we steal the Challenger or the Hellcat, I did that. I did a few, as many as they'd let me. But also, stunts take a lot of time, and usually they were done by like second unit or something. But I like to think that in theory I could do all of them. And it was great that I got the training because it gave me confidence behind the wheel even when I wasn't driving and I was turning a wheel that I wasn't actually steering. Mm-hmm. I felt like I knew exactly how I should be turning the wheel for the car to be doing what it was doing, which I think hopefully people who are really into cars will respect when they see the movie and not think, oh, stupid Hollywood movie. So we kept it genuine.
So the first 5 minutes... It's awesome. It kind of plays like a musical in a way. Can you, how much of that was actually directed and how much of that was you just playing with what was given?
It was very deliberate. We had a choreographer, Ryan Heffington, amazing choreographer. He directed like the Chandelier video for Sia. And we did weeks of rehearsal and we worked out almost every scene where there is movement to music. We worked it out. Tiny scenes. Whenever there was music and they wanted any movement, I think one of the things that I did sort of improvise was the piano in that scene during that while Doc is telling the story, and I went da-da-da, da-da-da. I think at first they were just like dun, 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 dun. They just wanted me like doing something like that, like more subtle, and I did like some of the piano stuff and ended up like not doing that. But yeah, it was very deliberate. And Edgar knew exactly what he wanted all the time. And then yeah, sometimes we'd add a little bit of spice to it.
So I have to ask: the movie premiered at South by Southwest, which is where I saw it. What was your guys' experience there, and like, what was that reaction like for you at the end of that?
Lily wasn't there.
I wasn't there. I couldn't go. I was
so sad.
What was?
Can you just move up a little bit?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. What was the reaction like?
It was insane. I could. It was so cool. I have felt that sort of reaction before, but this time it was from men who were above the age of 30. And it was like, wow, I think now I'm going to might have a new fan base who might appreciate what I do, which is really cool. And, yeah, I'm glad this movie is going to open those doors.
Lily, you've played so many period pieces before. What's it like to play a modern woman?
It was great. Southern
modern
woman. No
corset.
Yeah, it was bloody fantastic and much overdue. And, it was just felt, and especially to do it, to be American, and there's a sort of, I think, a slightly different style of naturalism in acting with American actors or in American kind of films. So I really appreciated having all my stuff with Ansel and being able to sort of like groove into his this sort of tone of it, and it was, and to be a bit more free and relaxed and be sort of have your own sort of quirks that you sometimes have to suppress when you're doing something that's more. Restricted by etiquette or period or time, so it was great.
What did you find in making that transition was the most challenging for you to go from period pieces? It's like going from wearing a corset the whole time and then you get to just wear gym clothes, I suspect.
Well, my waitress uniform was pretty tight. Wasn't much of it. No, it was great. it just felt really freeing, and I love music and I love singing, and so to be in something where the music was so key and so present at all times on while we were filming and while we weren't filming was just so exhilarating, and it gave everything this sort of relaxed but also energized feel that was just made it all feel quite easy. Nothing felt too sort of arduous, or you know, it was.
And the big thing about playing an American gal.
Yeah, well, I think I stayed in accent all the time, didn't I? Or tried to, or did I forget?
I think I would like mess with you and try and start speaking to her in a British accent.
His British is really good, and
not as good as her American.
Well, I have American family. My dad was American, so I do feel like it's sort of in my blood. That said, I'm going to keep on working at it till it's completely flawless.
Baby obviously has a whole soundtrack devoted to him. What would be Deborah's theme song?
Oh. Well, I kind of feel like Baby, the Carla Thomas, is her theme tune because she sings it all the time, and that's how they're kind of synchronized, mm-hmm. that she's singing this song about this guy she's about to meet. But also, I love the Beck Deborah song, mm-hmm. And the songs that he kind of brings up about her. You know, the Deborah, 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 oh, Deborah.
Oh, it looked like Deborah. Yeah.
That would be my theme, yeah.
And so you also DJ. How much did you create any of the things like they go like, baby's driving, the little music? You were able to create some of those?
That was a very good impression, by the way.
I messed around with it a lot. And I was, like, comfortable. I loved doing that scene where I got to make that little beat because I like, totally could relate to Baby because I've been there. I've sat all night. Last night, actually, I went to sleep at, like, 3 a.m. because I was in the studio until, like, 2:30 and working on music. So I'm always making things, and I very often stay up all night doing it like Baby did in that scene. I know the vibe of just trying all these different things, and I got to play around a lot. It was fun.
Was there any music that you hadn't heard before in the film?
Plenty of it.
Yeah, loads.
Love that Carla Thomas Baby song. I didn't know that one.
And the Deborah Lewis, is it? Baby, I'm Yours one.
Oh, so good.
So beautiful. And our date one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can you talk a little bit about working with Kevin Spacey? I mean, you have some great scenes with him, and what surprised you about him, and what was your takeaway?
I guess what surprised me about Kevin, and also Jamie and John, all these big guys, was how nice they were and how warm they were to a young male actor sort of coming into this, and this is like my first big opportunity. And you know, sometimes these kind of guys have a lot of things going on and they can't be worried about some kid, but I felt like they were all so nurturing, and especially Kevin. He lets me know whenever he comes to New York. He always invites me out to the theater. He says, oh, I have an extra ticket to this show, let's go. Or he was doing a master class at Juilliard a couple weeks ago, and I tagged along and watched him lecture the kids. So we have a great relationship. I have a great relationship with Jamie, with John as well. So I really am sort of the baby of the gang, and they treat me like that. But also, like, you know, we want to. I feel like I've gained a bunch of mentors from this film. And
but also, especially with you and Jamie, you have that music connection.
Yeah, but Kevin too, because Kevin loves music and he's working on an album as well.
Yeah,
so we, like, we have a lot in common. Jamie and I also have the basketball in common. So when we were in Atlanta, he had a court in his house. And I would be at his house playing basketball quite often after set. And he also had a music studio in this house that he was renting. So we'd play basketball and then go to the music studio. It was great. Yeah, usually when you're done filming, almost always when I'm in films, when I finish filming at the end of the day, I don't want to see anyone who I've seen all day, and I want to go home and go to sleep and rest and get ready for the next day. But in this film, it was like, oh my God, who am I going to hang out with? Jamie or Lily or Kevin, or who should I hang out with tonight? Like, great cast of characters.
Yeah.
How did you guys create such wonderful chemistry? I feel like in all your movies, like, you had great chemistry with Woodley and Fault in Our Stars, and you've had every single Pride and Prejudice and Zombies and Cinderella. How do you guys create such a dynamic? Because everyone's talking about the action, but I feel like really your relationship is the driving force of the movie in between the action.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She's really easy to have chemistry with.
Well, we didn't have a chemistry test or anything. We just met on the first day of rehearsals, and it felt really sort of natural and easy. And I think if you're open and willing to sort of really kind of connect with someone, then things can really happen, you know.
You know, cassette tapes are making a comeback in movies and TV. Do you guys have a favorite way of listening to music? Ansel, since you're your music background, what do you think of the whole cassette mixtapes?
Oh, cool.
I like Spotify, personally.
It's easy.
I like how easy it is. You have every song ever. But, of course, I do still appreciate the nostalgia of it. For me, it's nostalgic to put a CD player in. Or I remember tapes when I was first growing up, but tapes are like that weird mid thing. It's like,
and
then
there
so
was mini disc players
back to the
as
future.
Well that I had at one point.
You know, a lot of people I talk to have also an interest in music. There seems to be this running parallel to that. Is there similarities between making music and acting in that you have to, you know, there are rhythms and beats you have to hit and to, you know, create great duets? That is there a similarity?
I think so, yeah. You know, and often, like, when you think of jazz and stuff, the musicians are all improvising, and they're playing off each other, and they hear one thing and they pick up on it, and that's exactly what acting is like when it's at its best. It feels really in the moment and playful and spontaneous, and you really are kind of making music. And the rhythm of a scene and the pace, and exactly what you said. Yeah, totally, I agree.
What do you think Lady Rose would say about Deborah? And Deborah would say about
me. They probably really like each other, because they're both kind of sort of free spirits in a way. Like, Deborah just kind of, she's in, I'm in, baby. She's like, she hits the road with him, and she's all in, all or nothing, ride or die. I think Lady Rose is like that as well.
Do you still get called out on the street?
Not really. I think I look quite different. It was a while ago now. I mean, not really. I miss her.
I spoke to this whole cast and the location and everything.
That's what's special, and that's what we had on Baby Driver as well, when you're with a group of actors that are all really brilliant and sort of such great actors and really cool people. It's always sad to say goodbye.
Can you talk about working with Edgar? I mean, I love all these characters.
Yeah.
Was it a win-win? I mean, were you familiar with his work, and was that a plus?
Yeah, I mean, Edgar has his own style, and we all knew that he was going to do something very special with this from the time that we read the script. The script itself was like bursting off the page the same way the movie does. And then I remember immediately Edgar showing me a bunch of animatics, so little mini animated versions of the scenes that we ended up doing. Sort of just like, you know, like storyboards that were moving, because he wanted to see them move with the music. And It was so impressive watching the process of starting our day with the animatic, shooting the scene, and then on set they would edit it, and at the end of the day we'd have our scene. And it was just so clear. Edgar knew exactly what he wanted, and he wasn't going to set to start figure stuff out. He figured everything out, which I haven't worked with a director like that who's done that.
And so many actors like Paul Newman, Steve McQueen, Patrick Dempsey, once they get behind a car, they want to do the professional racing. Are you going to pursue any more driving?
I'm not really into racing, but I'm into the drifting and this and that and that stuff. So I plan on taking a rally course. I'd love that. Maybe I could do rally racing, but not just fast racing. That's scary to me. I don't really like going fast that much. I like drifting the car around, though. Like, can't get enough of it.
How dangerous is that?
Well, you don't go quite as fast, and it's like off-road stuff. And I mean, I guess hopefully you don't hit a tree or something, but I'm sure it'd be fine.
Thank you. I worked in a pub, but I was never. Wait, but I worked in a pub for a while where I grew up.
I keep that answer.
So that's just like putting pints in, not actually serving plates.
Yeah, but you're still dealing with the pub.
Yeah, I still had to be in, you know.